What is the source of your confidence? Hey, what's the source of your confidence or lack of it? I'll never forget my first year in junior hockey in Montreal. I was trying out for a hockey team with my friend Carl. He was well known in the small town of Mount Royal, and I was tagging along. My tryouts were not going very well, and I felt like I wasn't really given an opportunity to make the team. In fact, it looked like I was going to get cut from the team. So I shared my frustration with my dad, and he made a phone call to a friend who lived in Verdun. Miraculously, he got me a tryout with the best team in the whole league. Although I was a little intimidated, I knew that I had talent and drive to make the team if I was given a fair shot. Well, to everyone's surprise, I made the team and was placed on the best line. Hallelujah. To tell you the truth, I wasn't that surprised. I had a confidence that could not be shaken by adversity. The Bible tells the amazing story of a little nation of Israel that stood up against the king of Assyria. Jerusalem was surrounded by the Syrian army, and Israel was outnumbered and outgunned. The chief and generals of the invading army asked for a meeting with Hezekiah to ask one question. The field commander, the Bible says, said to them, "Tell Hezekiah, this is what the king of Assyria, says. On what are you basing this confidence of yours? You say you have the counsel and the might for war, but you speak only empty words. On whom are you depending that you rebel against me?" 2 Kings 18. I love the curiosity of the invading leaders. What's your source of confidence? Hey, listen, what's your source of confidence? Is it God, yourself, your reputation, or your skills? I know where my confidence came from. My big brother Mickey had given me a book called The Power of Positive Thinking by Norman Vincent Peale. I started reading it before I became a Christian. I even memorized the Bible verses that filled its pages. Sure, I worked hard and trained hard, and I had a lot of success prior to the tryouts, but I believe that deep down in my spirit, the Word of God was already working to give me supernatural confidence. Hey, I dare you to start a new journey of confidence. My new book, Game Changers, is based upon these truths. It was written to help you believe that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Philippians chapter 4. I recently heard my graduate school professor say, "You read to lead." You might want to order it and some other great books that I could recommend. Because listen, you're a miracle, and I'm your friend, Paul Marcoulet.